Okay, so today's daf is Erevin Daf Nun Beis. We're going to finish the fourth parak today. So we are on about the fourth line. Amar Rami Bar Chama. So we're talking, the Rami Bar Chama says, Hare Amru Shavas Yeshlo Arba Amos. So if you're Konish Visa with your feet, right? We said that there are two ways that you can be Konish Visa. You can either be Konish Visa, establish your residence, if you walk somewhere and you're there at the onset of Shabbos, or if you leave a piece of bread there, or the Muslim Shtei Sudos, you know, bread for two meals. We know that if you walk somewhere, you don't only have 2,000 amos, you have your makom, your four amos, and then you have another 2,000 amos in any direction. So the question is, and also in Seruva, Yeshla Arba Amos Alo, does that apply also if you leave bread? If you leave bread of two meals, do you also get the four amos plus the 2,000 amos? So the Gemara wants to resolve this doubt from our Mishnah. So the Chachamim said that the purpose of using bread for an Eruv is to be lenient on the wealthy person. Again, the wealthy person is defined as someone who's at home, that he shouldn't have to go out and have to actually walk 2,000 amos to establish his residence. So bread is viewed as a leniency, according to this opinion. V'amrat, and if you want to say, ain lo, if you want to say that if you put bread to establish your residence, then you don't get the additional four amos, you only get 2,000. Hai lahakel, is this really being lenient? Lahachmer, this is actually more strict using the bread, because you only have 2,000 instead of 2,004 amos. So the Gemara rejects that proof. He says, no, it's still lenient. It's true that on one hand, you might get four amos less, but it's still more lenient that you don't have to go out and burden yourself and go out all the way to walk 2,000 amos. And that's what the Mishnah meant when it said that it's lahakel to be lenient, so you don't have to burden yourself. So there's no resolution from our Mishnah. Okay, next Mishnah. So now we're talking about, we actually saw this in yesterday's daf. Now here's the issue. The issue is, if you started walking to your center, then you have to walk back. Okay, the key is, your house is, you're in a city, and you have two houses, one in one town and one in another town. And they're 4,000 amos. They're about 4,000 amos apart. So the Mishnah says, "Mishiyachalech beirshim arvim bo." So you're walking because you want to go from one house to another house. You want to go from your, I don't know, you want to go from your, you have your Friday night meal in one house in one town. You have your Shabbos day meal in another town. So you want to walk there from one house to the other, but they're in two different cities. So you want to establish an eruv tchumim in the center between the two towns. And be there at the onset of Shabbos. So what happens? Vechziru chaveru, and your friend said, no, you shouldn't go out now. You started walking, and friend said, no, you should go back, because now it's not time to go. It's really hot here. It's really cold. Who muter lelech? So the guy himself, he walks back. He is allowed to go from one town to the other town. In other words, we assume that even though he didn't reach that center point to establish his shvisa, and he walks back, he is permitted to go from one city to the other city on Shabbos, since his intent was that he was going to establish a Makom Shvisa in the middle, within 2,000 amos of both of his houses. So even though he returned to his house and he didn't establish that center, still, since he definitely had kavada intent to be Konish Shvisa, so he could go there on Shabbos. So therefore, it's permitted. And Rashi points out that we're talking about a situation that when he returns back to his house A, he doesn't say explicitly that he wants to be Kodesh Fisa in the middle of the road, but it's clear that that's his Kavana. That's what we're going to see. Notice he doesn't say anything, but he never, his friend said it's too hot, you know, it's raining, whatever, it's too cold, you know, you should head back. But he never says, well, I want to establish my center in the middle. It's the question is, we're reading his intent. So he can go within both, you know, between one city and the other city, v'chol b'nei ha'ir, and the rest of the people of the town, asurin, they're not allowed to go because they didn't start walking from Erev Shabbos, so they are viewed as ashirim, as wealthy people, right? What do we say? If, and this is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda. So what do we say? The Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you say, if you have bread, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that and you're in your house, in your city, you are not allowed to make an Erev Tchumim by simply walking, and certainly by simply thinking about, you know, walking to the center the center point between the two different towns. If you're in your house in one city, you have to walk there and go to the other city. The first guy, so he was walking, and he had to head back. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shehu Yachol La'arev Velo Erav. If he could have been Kovea Shvisa, he could have said, oh my gosh, I'm so upset, I'm turning back. I want my Shvisa to be in this center point between the two different towns. And he didn't do it, and he was just quiet. Hareza Chamer Gamal. He is once again a donkey driver, a camel driver. Again, the donkey driver is obviously a mashal we've seen a few times. The donkey driver, that he follows the donkey from behind, and the camel driver leads it from in front. So in other words, it's not clear what his position is. When he walks back, since he didn't say anything, is his intent to be Kona Shvisa in that center between the two different towns, or is it in his hometown, in his house, in his hometown? So we are strict, and we assume that maybe either one he established as his center, so he can only go in any area between those two places.
I'm not clear, Rabbi. Why is this different than the case where we said that he has to, if he sees the place or to make the shvisa? Why doesn't he have to be either with food or walk to that point to establish the Erev Tchumim?
Right.
Here he's not doing anything.
Right.
He started, he came back, and he never went to that point either with food or with walking or standing there to make the shvisa.
Right. So the Mishnah here is saying that since he demonstrated his intent, so normally speaking, you have to actually go there. I mean, the question is how Chazal formulated these rules here, that. If his intent was to go there, and let's say his intent was to go there, and then he has to go back because it starts pouring, but he really wanted to establish that as a center, so then it would seem that would certainly be fine, even according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, because he made a bona fide attempt, and the other cases where with the Amira. That's a case where he didn't actually want to. He never intended to go there. In other words, maybe the issue, the point is, you have to go there. And if due to some unforeseen circumstance you had to go back, then Chazal were lenient with you, and they said that's enough to establish intent. In other words, you either have to go there or you have to intend to go there.
But why is that different than the Mechashe case where he is going? On the way, but he can't reach it in time.
No, but
Rashi,
that
Rashi seems to understand that because he has a house in the other place, he definitely intended to go there. He really didn't even know, like, Rashi, he didn't even really change his mind from speaking.
Right.
He always had in mind to be Kona Shvisa at the end of the tour, so he'd be allowed to go to his house in the other city. And Rashi says, therefore, he's like an oni. And Rashi used the expression "hichsik by derech." In other words, he was going on the way. He was intended to go there.
Right. Apparently, right. Now there's that. Right. Now there's that has status more than simply if. In other words, the chashcha baderech is not that you intended to be at a certain center. Here, he intended to be at this center, and due to some unforeseen circumstance, he was unable to go there. So Hechzik Baderech has a certain status that's different than the other cases where you're simply walking and then all of a sudden it's dark. That's different than a case where you said, I want it to be over there, but you never had any intention to actually go to that place. Okay. So the Gemara says, Maishna Ihu, what's the difference between him, the person who starts going to the other city, so he can continue to other people who can't go there. So the Gemara responds, how my skin can go shlo shnei batim, uveneihem shnei tchumei shavas. So what are we talking about? Where this person has two houses, and between the two houses, there are two tchum shavases. Right? So the Rashba points, not exactly 4,000 amos, but it's a little more so that you can actually not simply to the entrance of the house. If it's 4,000 to the entrance of the house, then you can't actually go into the house. But we're saying it's around 4,000 amos, a little more. And then your intent is to go to the other city, and your friend basically brought you back. Ihu came in the nafik le orcha. Since he started going on the way, havale ani, his status is like an ani. And what an ani means what? According to Rabbi Huda, that means he can even use his feet. He doesn't need to use bread. And therefore, he's kodesh shvisa because he intended to go to the other city, and he never, even though he didn't say teish shvisas b'makom ploni, then since it's clear that's his intent, that he wants to go there tomorrow, especially because he has two houses, so it's as if he said this, and since he was machzik b'derech, so then we allow him. Bahani, however, these other people who didn't go, Ashirei Ninhu, they are viewed as quote unquote wealthy people, since therefore according to Rabbi Huda, they could only leave bread, and since they didn't leave bread, so therefore they are not allowed to go to the other city. This is actually more. I think he actually wanted to go actually to the other city. So like this might actually be more than simply wanting to create, you know, an Erev Tchumen. He actually wanted to go to the other city. So that's even like a stronger case. So that's perhaps why we're more lenient, Howie. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also in a Brisa, Mishesh lo shnei batim, uveinehem shnei tchumei Shabbos. So Brisa is a similar case, two houses. And between them, you have the two tchumei Shabbos. Kim Chehechzik Baderach, since you're planning on going to the other city to your house, Kona Eruv. So then it's Kona. We establish a center point. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Right. It's more than simply that you want to establish a center point. You actually want to go, the Gemara, you know, to the other city. And then Yeser okay. And more than this, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Af Filim Tzo Chaver of Amalo, Lean Po Eis Chamahu Eis Sinahu Lamacha Mashiv Holich. Even if someone, your friend, finds you on the way and says, "Don't go now to the other city, but stay here in the city," because it's sunny, it's too sunny, it's too cold, it's not the right time to go. Even the next day he can go. So Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda is adding, or perhaps arguing on Rabbi Huda in a minute or two. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, then that, actually we're going to explain it right now. Lomar kulei abba lo pligi ditzarech. If your friend said to you, "Stay here," everyone agrees that he needs to stay. Everyone agrees that you need to say this lean po, because if he returns by himself, so then like let's say he starts going to the other city and then he turns back, so there we're concerned that maybe he indeed doesn't want to be Kodesh Fisa in the middle of the road, or right, maybe he wants his Shvisa to be like city number one. So if nobody says anything to him, so then we're not gonna allow him to go to the other city. But if his friend said it's too cold, right, so then ki pligi lahachzik. So the argument between these Tanaim is, in a situation, do you actually need to start leaving? Do you actually need to start going? And let's say you have two houses, and your intent is to go. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not Kona Shvisa in the middle of the road unless you began to go from Erev Shabbos to your house in the other city. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, even if your friend, let's say you told everybody, yeah, I'm leaving now, I'm going to the other city, and then your friend says, lean po, oh no, the weather's supposed to be bad this evening, don't go. So even in that case, you could be kona shvisa in the middle of the road, and the next day you can go. And the reason is, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, is that once you decided to go on the road, but your friend stopped you, so that's considered hechzik baderech. That's how the Rashba explains it. Do you actually need to start going, or just your intent, plus the fact you have a house in another city, so then you've created this, quote-unquote, Eruv in the middle, Makom Shvisa in the middle between these two towns. Rav Yosef says, no. Lahachzit kuli avlo pligi d'tzarech. They both agree that you need to start going on the road. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda would definitely say you need. Even Rabbi Yossi Yehuda would say you definitely need to start going on the road. If you're not going on the road, you're treated as an asher, and the only way that you can be konish shvisa is how through bread. Ki pligi lomar. The debate is whether your friend needs to say sleep here, stay here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you return by yourself, you're still konish shvisa. Because presumably what? You started walking, it starts getting cold, right? So you return back to your house. So clearly, you want to go there. You want to go there tonight. Okay, you're not going to get there tonight. You'll go there the next day. But Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says, no, that you need two things. You need to be both hechzik baderech. You need both hechzik baderech and hechzero. So you need to start walking, and your friend has to say that explicitly. So according to Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you need both. You need both to be your friend to say, and you need to be machzik. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you just need to be hechzik, but not also the friend doesn't need to say anything. And according to Rabbi Yehuda is strict that you need to, it's the flip side. Yehuda is saying you need to be machzik, start going, and your friend needs to say. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, your friend only needs to say, but you don't need to be machzik. So you have a flip position in terms of who's strict and who's lenient, depending on Rabbah versus Rabbi Yosef. Kaman az laha da'amar Ula. Like whom does this, does Ula's statement go? What does he say? Mishachzik baderech vechziru chaveiro az emuchzar. Umuchzar. If you start walking to another city and your friend stopped you, then it's as if he is returning and he is not Kona Shvisa. And he is like someone who is Muchsak. He is like someone who is Machzik Baderek and he is Kona Shvisa. So Gemara says, wait a second, it doesn't make sense on the surface. In other words, we said if someone starts going on the road and he turns back, it's as if he's gone back. But it's like he has already started. So like, what does this mean exactly? So the Gemara says, Hachimar, this is what it means to say. Afal pisha muksar muksak. Even though his friend returned him and said, stay here. And he didn't go by himself. It's not sufficient that he would be permitted to be koveh shvisa in the middle of the road, but he needs a second condition. In other words, he needs to be both muchzar and muchzak. Kiman, like whom is this? Rav Yosef, I believe Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. So this is like Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, who says both. If you want to be koveh shvisa, number one, you need to be on the road. And you need for your friend to say, you got to go back. The truth is, Rashi points out, that the Gemara could have said it's also like Rabbah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as well. So he picked one of them. In other words, according to Rabbah, Rabbi Yehuda is the strict one, and he says you need both, that he has to start going the way, and his friend himself needs to tell him to go back. And according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda requires both conditions. Now, the Gemara brings a story about this. Rabbi Yehuda bar ish tasa. Ayse Le Kalkala de Peyre. Rav Huda Bar Ishtasa brought a basket of fruit, the Rav Nassim Bar Oshaya, to Rav Nassim Bar Oshaya and Erev Shabbos. And he wanted to return to his home while still daytime, because it was within 4,000 hours. Kiava Azil, when Rabbi Huda started going on the road, Shavke the Dachis Darga, Rav Nassim waited for him to go one step down from his upper chamber. So that would be Hechzik Baderach. You don't have to actually leave city limits. It says, once you take one step to go, Amarle Bis Hacha. Rav Nassim said to him, yeah, stay here. Lamachar, and then stay here in the house now. Machar Karvazel. Next day, go to your city. So basically, he said, you have to be Machzik, and also someone has to say it to him. So come on, who is this position? Rav Yosef, Valiv Rav Yosef. This is like Rav Yosef and like Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda. And obviously this in brackets, lo krav v'liv krav Yehuda, that's big machlokas Rishonim. According to Rashi, that there's no girsa, because he said it could follow him as well. That's a discussion. In any case, so that's this debate about if you have a second house and you start going, so there perhaps we're more lenient regarding Eruv Etchubim. Now, Rameir kol shiyochol la'arev. Rameir says that if you can make an Eruv and you don't, then you are Chamar Gamal. So the Gemara says, right, that's that. So the Gemara is asking, why does he have to tell us this case, that you're like a Chamar Gamal in this case, where your friend, what happens again, you start walking to the other town, and then you head back. Rameir said it's not clear if your intent is what? Is your intent, when you're returning back, is your intent to go back later, or is your intent that no, you want to create shvisa in your hometown? So we assume that your center of residence, your makom shvisa, is the more stringent, is potentially both places. So you can only go, you can only walk in a place that's within the tchum of both places. So the Gemara asks, "Hatina Chadzina, why is it mentioned this here? We already said by Daf Lamed Hey." That we had a case where let's say there was a piece of bread from the Erev Tchumim and it rolled out of the Eruv, it rolled away. Or let's say it was eaten and you don't know if it was eaten before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So Meir said this is a Chamar Gamal situation and you have to restrict it under both situations. Because if, let's say, the bread was in the proper place and it was intact at the onset of Shabbos, so then that would be your center where you left the bread. And if, let's say it was eaten before Shabbos, then your center is where you are now, where you were at the onset of Shabbos, your hometown. So a mayor there said that we take the stringencies of both positions. You can only walk in a place that's within 2,000 amos of where you left the bread before Shabbos and where you were at the onset of Shabbos. So, right, that's what he says. So that case of Safek, Rameir Rav Yehuda Omrim, Harei Zech Hamagamo, you're Hamagamo. So we already see that this concept of Rav Meir holding up the Chamar Gamal concept in Daf Lamed Hey, why does he need to repeat it here? Amar Rav Sheshi. Sheshi says, Lo Tema Tam Rav Meir, Safek Eruv, Safek Lo Eruv, the Havek Chamar Gamal. Right, so maybe there, in that case, Rav Meir would say you're Chamar Gamal because there we don't know if the Eruv was in existence. We just don't know. Aval vaday lo erav. Our Mishnah is a situation where you can say he never had intent to make an Eruv to begin with. It's not like there was an Eruv, but we just don't know if it was in existence at the onset of Shabbos. Here, we don't even know to begin with whether there was an Eruv where he intended to make an Eruv because he's close to his house and he can make an Eruv with bread, or you can say, Tehei Shvi Sasi Makom Ploni, he didn't say that. So maybe he's not a Chamar Gamal because there never was an Eruv to begin with. The other case, there definitely is an Eruv. There's either an Eruv in his in his town where he is, or there's an Eruv where the bread is. But here, there might be a situation where there's no Eruv at all, because maybe he never had intent to make an Eruv, because since he was close to his house and he can make an Eruv with bread, or maybe he or he could have said, my shvi'is in this place, maybe we say that the Eruv never made an Eruv at all. He never intended to make an Eruv to begin with. And therefore he'd have 2,000 amos maybe from his house. So maybe in this case Rameir would say that you have 2,000 amos from your house. Elafilu vade lo Eruv. So even in a scenario where one of the sides is that he may have not made an Eruv to begin with, have a chamer gamal, we still view it as a chamer gamal, as a suffic case. The hahacha vade lo Eruv kahavi chamer gamal. That even in a scenario where it seems that he certainly did not make an Eruv, and nevertheless he holds that it's a chamer gamal. That's why we mentioned even this case. So the Mishnah says, next Mishnah is talking about a situation where you leave b'mezid intentionally from the tchum. Mishiyatza chutz tchum. Let's say you leave the tchum intentionally, and not for the purpose of a mitzvah. Afilo ama achas lo yikanes. Even if you leave one ama outside your tchum, you can't go back. Rav Lezer said if you leave two amos, then you can return, but three amos you cannot return. So what's the reason for this? So Gemara is going to explain. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, raglo achas besocha tchum, raglo achas chutz tchum. So he says, let's say 1 foot's in the tchum and 1 foot's out of the tchum. So lo yikanes. So you can't, you cannot come back to the house because you lost your first shvisa. You lost your first shvisa. Dechsiv im tashi mishav traglecha. Says raglecha ksiv. It's written without a yud. So even if 1 foot's outside the tchum, that's it. It's over. Ah, batanya raglo achas b'socha tchum raglachas chutz tchum yikanes. Doesn't the Brisa say that if you have 1 foot in the tchum, 1 foot outside the tchum, then you can return? You can return, and you haven't lost your shvisa. So hamani acherim here. Yeah, that's the position of quote unquote acherim. Titanya kulun Brisa acherim omrim lamakom sheruba hu niskar. That we judge the person according to the place where the majority of his body is. And since if you put 1 foot outside the tchum, still the majority of the body is within the tchum, so therefore a cherem hold, that's as if you didn't leave at all. Ikadame, there are those who say, a different way of reading this price, of understanding the debate, of Rav Chanina another way. Amar Rav Chanina says, raglo achas b'socha tchum, raglo achas chutz tchum yikanes. 1 foot inside the tchum, 1 foot outside the tchum, you can return to your initial tchum. So it says raglecha with a yud, plural. It's written plural. So therefore, you have.
No, it's written singular, but we read it.
I'm sorry, we read it plural. Sorry, we read it. You're correct. It's written singular, but we read it plural. We read it raglecha, and therefore you can learn as long as you didn't take 2 foot, 2 feet outside tchum, you can return to your first tchum. Ah, v'tanya lo yikanes. But the Brisa say you cannot return. Yeah, Rav Chanina holds like the acherim. Titanya lamakom shuva hu nizkar. Person's judged by the place where the majority of his body is. And since you bring out 1 foot, most of your body remains inside the tchum, then you're good still. Rav Lezer omer shtayim yikanes shalosh lo yikanes. With 2 feet. Can you hold on? Just hold on 1 second.